Fourth stop, lights and shadows. According to Jung, one of the main intellectual figures in 20th century psychoanalytic thought, the human personality is characterized by both light and shadow, good and evil, two complementary and indispensable opposites. In this stop, the artist seeks to balance light and shadow through a series of leaded glass windows. The focal points of the theme in each artwork are made with two different materials. Metal, which blocks the passage of light, and glass, which allows light to pass through. The harmonious balance of the resulting lights and shadows is fundamental in this work. On the stone wall, two wooden boards are displayed, now deteriorated over time as they were created when the author was discovering the artistic path to pursue. The board on the left bears the phrase "art is the eye of the soul," and the other, "copy yourself." These boards are reminiscent of the Ten Commandments tablets that, according to the Bible, were given by God to Moses. The light at the top is the result of adjusting the chiaroscuro of an old X-ray machine. The cultural parallel is related to the shadow painter, Apollodorus, from the 5th century BC. As you ascend the first steps on the right, you will find imprints of the author's and his family's hands. Continuing up the stairs to the right of the entrance door, you will find the artwork, one for all. It is absolutely forbidden to open it. Like all murky truths, it can only be seen by peeking through the door. For this artwork, the cultural parallel references a passage from the Gospel of John. Entering through the door, continue your journey to the fifth stop.